Unit 6. Mastering Reading. Page 108. The Code Talkers. As bullets whizzed around him, U.S. Marine Eddie Draper lay flat on the ground and spoke into a field telephone. Using a code the enemy could not understand, the courageous young soldier told headquarters that their situation was desperate. Moments later, he received a coded reply. "Backup is on the way," he translated to his commander. The time was World War II, and the United States was fighting the Japanese in the Pacific. Eddie was a code talker, part of a special unit of Navajo soldiers who had been drafted into the Marines for a specific purpose: to use their native language as a code for communicating vital military information. As soon as the United States entered the war, the Marines began looking for a secret code, one that could not be cracked by the enemy. The Navajo language turned out to be the perfect solution. Although the Japanese eventually managed to decipher other codes used by the U.S. Army and Air Force, they never succeeded in decoding a single Navajo message. In fact, the Navajo code talkers played such a significant role in the Pacific battles that the Allies would probably not have won the war without them. Why was the Navajo language so perfect for the job? For one thing, it is spoken only on the Navajo reservation in the southwestern United States. It is also an extremely complex language, so completely different from any other that only someone with years of training could possibly understand it. At the time of the war, only about 30 non-Navajos worldwide could speak it, and none of them were Japanese. The first group of Navajos to be recruited had to develop the code from scratch. It was not an easy job. They needed to devise expressions for 400 military terms that did not exist in Navajo, such as iron fish for submarine and tortoise for tank. Other words had to be spelled out using Navajo words to stand for letters of the English alphabet. The code was never written. Instead, it was memorized by each code talker. The code talkers were considered so valuable that other Marines were given the job of protecting them. According to some sources, these guards were ordered to kill any code talker who was in danger of being captured. This was because of the fear that, under torture, a code talker might reveal secrets to the enemy. However, the Marine Corps denies this claim, insisting that no Marine has ever been ordered to kill another Marine. For the code talkers, the situation was actually quite ironic. Only a few years earlier, they would have been severely punished for speaking the Navajo language at school. This is because the United States government had been trying to suppress Native American culture and languages, and one of the ways they did this was by forcing schoolchildren to speak only English. Many Americans wondered why those young men had risked their lives for a country that had treated them so cruelly. It seems that, in spite of everything, the code talkers felt that they were protecting their home and their land and were proud to represent their tribe in the war effort. After the war, the Navajo code was a carefully guarded military secret. Code talkers were even forbidden to tell their own families what they had done during the war. It was not until the year 2001 that the Navajo Code Talkers were officially honored as national heroes by the United States government. But by then, many of them were no longer alive.